This is something that I wrote back in November of 2005. I had originally published it on another website of mine, but I think it's worth using as my very first podcast. The Christian Life Is Not by Philip Hartman, November 19th, 2005. The Christian life is not about our life being a succession of one happy day after another. It's not about our comfort or a low-stress lifestyle. Instead, it is entirely possible that God may want us to leave our comfort zone and embark on a journey of faith. God may lead us towards something which seems impossible for us to accomplish on our own. Usually that is the point. God, and not us, deserves all the credit for the good that is happening around us. Perhaps he just wants to know whether we will really trust him. Perhaps he will only reveal the path before us one step at a time. He may place us on a path where we can rarely see what lies over the next hill or around the next corner. At times it may seem like walking alone in the dark with a light that only illuminates the very next footstep. But God is always right there with us. The Christian life is not about being well thought about by your neighbors. Your neighbors may think you're narrow-minded. They may think you're not very smart. They may think you're intolerant. They may make fun of you behind your back. Can you believe that guy? He actually believes that stuff. The Christian life is not our ticket to material success in career and life. We cannot negotiate a contract with God. Okay, God, I agree to worship you and only you. In return, you, God, will provide me with an above-average income and protect me from financial upheaval. Sounds like a fair bargain to me, God. Is it a deal? God is not a Las Vegas slot machine that gives us preference on winning the big jackpot. God rarely tells anyone the winning lottery number ahead of time. Instead, he wants us to be willing to depend on him for what we really need, not what we say we want. The Christian life is not a way to banish the devil and his temptations from our life. In fact, the closer we are to God, the more we try to serve God, the more threatening the witness of our life becomes to the devil. When we allow God to use us for his purposes, we attract the devil's attention. We are likely to get more temptation and difficulty than ever before. After all, the devil doesn't need to waste his time on us if we're already in his back pocket. You know, if we're not in God's plan, we're outside God's plan for us. The Christian life is not a one-time event after which nothing more is required of us. We should not act like we've gotten our ticket to heaven and just sit around and wait to die. God wants us to grow. God wants us to mature. He wants us to serve. He wants us to have a continuous and ongoing relationship with him. He wants us to enjoy the time we spend with him in prayer and Bible study. When prompted by the Holy Spirit, he wants us to be willing to step out in faith and do it without having to know the final outcome. He wants us to be willing to take chances to serve him. The Christian life is not about getting God's blessing on our plans and the choices we've already made. It is more about asking God to reveal what plans he has for us and asking that he equip us for those plans of his. It is more about being willing to alter our plans to align them with God's plans. It is more about asking for his guidance so that we make our choices according to his will and seeking his guidance prior to making the decision. I hope you've enjoyed this. I'd ask you, if you have, to please visit my blog, Poster Child for Grace. It's posterchildforgrace.blogspot.com. In that case, the four is spelled out F-O-R, posterchildforgrace.blogspot.com. And hope you'll find something else that you'll enjoy to read there. And I'll update my podcast soon with something else. Really would appreciate it if you've listened to this and gotten something out of it. Please click on the button on the podcast or on the blog and shoot me an email. Look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening.